It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, Flicksters. Welcome to Talking Flicks. Another Thursday here. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine Thursday?
Well, I'm not as happy as you by the sounds of it. Now, is it because there's a long weekend, Mr. Lee, coming up here in New South Wales?
It certainly is. Mm. And you know me too well. Yes, I do have the long weekend off.
Of course you do. And I bet your long weekend started on Wednesday, didn't it?
No, I started Tuesday.
Yeah, of course I did.
I wish.
No, but how good a long weekend? How good a long weekend? And we've got to enjoy this because this is the last long weekend until October.
I know. Yeah. Isn't it funny? We have so many. April, I love April. And then May, yeah, it's all good. But, yeah, it's going to be a long time before the next one. So
certainly is. But this long weekend, you guys are definitely open in Tamworth, yes. Orange and Wagga Wagga cinemas.
Yep, we're open all weekend. So come and visit us. Well, not me because I won't be there, but come and visit the team.
Come and ask where Grant Lee is if you're in Tamworth. You know, do a petition, make him work long weekends.
What? What?
mate, no, Mr. Lee, you know it. Nobody pours popcorn like you do. Do you pour popcorn? No. I'm not sure.
Mate, we just mate. Pop it.
Okay, well, a big show coming up this week, as always. So we've got some new movies out, including a movie that is a franchise dating back 26 years. We'll get to that shortly. We'll go around the screens. Now, because it is the first week of June, Mr. Lee, we hit the halfway mark of the year, so we have our half-yearly review.
Oh, wow. I'm actually quite petrified of this.
We'll get to hear some rubbish from the last six months. some bloopers, please, and some highlights.
Please tell me that one's not in there.
Oh, I can't tell you what's there, Miss Lee. You've got to find out.
Can you tell me just a little? Is Cutty in there?
Oh, George. Yeah, mate, George. Yeah. Oh, look, don't want to give too much away, but let's just say it's one of the highlights of the year, so you've got to think it's going to feature somewhere, right? And I know you want to forget that moment, but you may have to relive it once more.
Thanks.
So that is still to come. We'll do some top fives. We'll see whether or not Star Wars The Mandalorian and Grogu remains at the top of the box office. We'll go around the screens. And Grant Lee has some real news as well, Mr. Lee. I'm guessing you're going to give us some big news on the box office figures and all that kind of jazz.
Yes, I cannot wait to talk about that. And something very interesting about the Minecraft movie.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Okay, you're going to be really surprised about this, JT. I love Scary Movie, that franchise.
Is that so? Hold on. Where is the...
I have enjoyed it ever since the first one came out 26 years ago. There has been quite a few movies, and this is... It's been 13 years since... our last one. So it's been a little while.
You can't call this a scary movie though, Mr. Lee. It's a funny,
it's a
scary
horror
movie.
It's a horror.
No.
It's a horror comedy.
It's not. It's, it's, yeah, I don't get the, I love scary movie though. Like, what's up? You know?
Yeah, what's up? Exactly. I love that part. But look, it's so good because we've got the four core actors back. We've got Anna Faris playing Cindy, of course. Regina Hall as Brenda. Oh, I wonder if she'd be like our...
Brenda.
That we encountered last week.
Oh, wasn't she a piece of work?
Wasn't she what? Marlon Wayans as Shorty and Sean Wayans as Ray. Now, this story does pick up 26 years after the original film. This is quite interesting because there's been a lot of movies that have happened. And as we know, this is, they take spin-offs, they take all these little horrors and all these little comedy things all off, and they make it, they're funny. They make it their own, don't they? Like, they just change it. And I must say, the Sinners part that I was watching the trailer on was so funny. I love that part.
What did you call it? Did you call it a spoof? Was that the word you used?
Spoofs.
A spoof. Oh, I thought you said spoof.
It's all spoof. No, spoof, isn't it?
Let's have a listen. Scare. Let's just go.
Killer on the loose.
Hello, Tuesday.
I have been preparing for this for years. Hello, Mother. You look like shit.
Should we hug?
I really want to, but I'm a Republican now, so I'm supposed to be racist.
Oh, girl, I think all white people are racist anyway. Come here.
Okay.
Hey there. We heard tell of a Halloween party. We're here to drink, play bad music, do some half gay shit.
Why just half gay?
Sink.
Stop smiling.
Run, bitch, run!
Be sure to thank him.
What the? Cause we need a little controversy, cause
it feels so empty without me. Somebody help! Help!
Bitch, we on break. So you handle yours. I'll be right over here eating my falafel and my pork rinds. Bitch. Guess
who's back? It's back after 13 years, scary movie. So if you love a good laugh and you want a combination of horror with all those movies, Megan, Scream, as Miss Lee said, Sinners and all that kind of stuff, that's what you'll get this weekend.
It certainly is. Now, another one that is open today is Masters of the Universe. Now, we've had 7 films already. It first came out in 1983. And were you a bit of a He-Man fan back in the day?
No.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. So does this wreck the break?
Yeah, it kind of did. Anyway. Oh, I won't go where I was going. There you go.
Sorry, Mr. Lee.
This He-Man, Masters of the Universe, is when Prince Adam has been growing up on Earth for 15 years and he has to get back home to Eternia to find out what has happened. And Skeletor, which I must say, Skeletor is played by Jared Leto. I think he would play a very good Skeletor.
I think he certainly would. Let's have a listen.
When you hold the magic sword, what do you say?
By the power of Grayskull.
Go on.
I have the power!
Now you're ready.
It seems the prodigal prince has returned.
I am a devil. I mean to be a god.
What am I supposed to do?
You are he who will restore peace to Eternia.
Skeletor took my family, and he destroyed our world.
I'm gonna fight for it.
Mechanek. And Ramman.
Hell yeah!
And you, Fisto!
Mr. Allen!
It's Adam, dude!
Hey, put your neck away.
Let me show you what real power looks like.
Our time for talk is over.
You can help me with this?
Whoa. It is quite heavy, so if you could just...
Oh, my God, yeah.
He-Man is back.
He is. Nicholas Galitzine, he was just in The Sheep Detectives, but he actually underwent a major physical transformation to play the role. He did so much of muscle mass building and a lot of combat and sword training over quite a few months to do this role.
Well, you kind of need to, wouldn't you? Because it's a pretty intense role. Yeah, the more training you've got, the better you're going to be on the big screen, right?
Correct, absolutely. Now, another one that a lot of people have been asking for, and it opens tomorrow, is The Amazing Digital Circus. Now, this is an animated adventure, and it is all about a circus, and there is a few casts that have left the circus, and there's a lot of mistakes and traumas that are happening from their past, and they're trying to keep the company going, but will they keep it going? We'll have to watch and see. This is the episode 8 and the all-new hour-long episode of number 9 in the actual series.
Helen Mirren, I see here. I see Lizzie Freeman here, right?
Yes, that's Michael it. That's Kovac. What I thought you said, yeah, Lizzie sorry, Freeman and Michael Vudge. Yeah, I thought that's who you said.
I'm off the fixies. Oh, no.
We're off to a great start.
Should we ever listen to the trailer? What do you reckon?
I think we should.
Okay, here it is. This is The Amazing Digital Circus.
Welcome to the Amazing Digital Circus! My name is Kane, I'm your ringmaster, and I'm here to show you the most jaw-dropping, heart-stopping, mind-bending paraphernalia you've ever laid your eyes upon!
Who are you people? Where am I?
Everything's gonna be okay, new stuff. We've all been through this.
If there was a way to leave, I'm pretty sure we'd have all left by now.
Welcome to your new home. And your new body.
A new home? What do you mean?
You, my friend, stumbled into an incredible world of wonders where anything can happen.
I'm fine with doing whatever, as long as I get to see funny things happen to people.
After a while, you start to realize that you really can't leave, and constantly chasing an unattainable goal will start driving you a bit crazy. Oh, God! Why can't I remember my name?
Thank goodness this is all a dream, right, Bobby?
Kane! We have a bit of an issue here!
You completely lose sight of who you are and why you're even alive, and when you reach your breaking point, something really terrible can happen.
What did any of that mean?
That is The Amazing Digital Circus. But if you want the movie that stars Helen Mirren, that would be the National... Theatre Live, the audience, right, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, that'd be the one. Now, this is where Helen Mirren plays Queen Elizabeth II, and she gets to meet the prime ministers on a weekly audience at Buckingham Palace. She's had 12 prime ministers in her career that she's actually had to meet, and these meetings are personal and private. She doesn't talk about it. They don't talk about it. It's just a meeting. They go in, talk to the Queen, basically one-on-one, and that's it. Now, these conversations, as I said, are private, but with this, the National Theatre Live, they're just doing a mock-off. It looks incredible. When I watched the trailer of it, I just went, wow. And anyone who plays the Queen, Helen Mirren is brilliant. She's perfect for that role.
Yeah, certainly. So that is The Audience. Also screening this long weekend. Get these movies into you.
We've got Back Rooms, The Devil Wears Prada 2, Finding Emily, In the Grey, Michael, Mortal Kombat 2, Obsession, Power Ballad, Project Hail Mary, The Sheep Detectives, Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu, The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, Petty and The Magic Faraway Tree, all playing this long weekend. Check your local cinema website or box office for session times.
from every corner of the globe. Let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Let's do this. Let's go around the globe. And Mr. Lee's sending us off to South Korea. Oh, Kim Jong-un?
No, he's North Korea.
We're having a shocker today, aren't we?
Oh. Yeah, at least you're in the same ballpark. Like, yeah.
This is shocking. All right. Well, you know what? Let's find out what South Korea is doing, or North Korea, or wherever it is over there, somewhere in Korea. All right. Number five is Gintama Yoshiwa in Flames. Sounds interesting. Number four is the Super Mario Galaxy movie. Number three, The Devil Wears Prada 2. Number two for South Korea is Michael. And number one, oh, it's Colony. You heard about this one, Mr. Lee? I bet not.
I have, actually. It's all about a mutating virus that's unleashed at a biotech conference.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Can we get that?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Put a request in for Tamworth, for Colony.
Yeah, righto. No worries at all. Okay, let's go for the top five in Australia. Number five is The Devil Wears Prada 2. Number four is Michael. Number three is Obsession. Number two is Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu. And we have a new number one. Backrooms. Now, this movie, no one knew about it. The cinema industry, we had no idea. This is by Glitch Entertainment, and they have just, it's incredible. It's gone off big time.
Yeah, Backrooms. This is where there's all those rooms, right?
All yellow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And some maze of rooms and the therapist trying to find the patient.
Mm. Well, that is the top fives for this week. Some big names at the box office and lots to go and see this weekend. Now, it is June, so it's been a long 6 months here on Talkin' Flicks. We've had some highs. And I've got to say, we've also had some lows as well. We've had about 20 of those in this episode alone. Mr. Lee, we've loved every minute, haven't we? It's been good.
We have. We enjoy it.
Been very good. So let's have a listen to the last 6 months of Talkin' Flicks and let's relive some of those moments.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talkin' Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
I cannot believe it is the... No, I can't... All right, we'll go from the top. That was bad. I got my days confused, all right?
It's Friday.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I've got to start.
That's a good start.
Oops. All right.
Wagga and Tamworth will be doing a girls' night, and there's something very special happening for it, which I can't say yet.
Ooh, you get your dinner suit of the girls' night. Finally, after all these years, you're putting on a show. Well,
yeah.
You know what?
Get my ukulele out.
Tickets are just sold out, so.
The Talking Flicks Top 5.
Now, Mr. Lee, you're sending me to the USA this week to do the top five, and I've got to be honest.
Yes.
I don't want to go there.
Why?
I'm not doing it this week.
You're not?
No.
Why don't you want to go to the US?
I would prefer not to say. I think you know.
What you're thinking.
I'm just not very happy with somebody right now. That may very
I'm
well.
Not either.
Yeah. Mm, anyway, I'm boycotting the USA this week. This is yours.
Okay. Number five, Wuthering Heights. Now, this is something, it's like basketball. So it's, but it's for animals. Raw ball is a great name for a sport, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you said raw ball.
No. Okay, raw
don't go raw.
Ball. No. Not that raw. Raw ball. as in raw. That raw.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, sorry. Animals. Raw. Oh, my God. It's PG. I was actually cooking and doing things and preparing my week's meals, meal prepping.
Susie Homemaker over here. Yeah. When will this stop? Yeah.
I love cooking. That's my thing. That's my downtime. When I'm not doing anything, I love just cook something. And I know that Wendy loves it because I'm cooking.
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I was expecting it.
Yeah, there you go. Didn't take long. Never does.
No. We're in the first, what, 2 minutes? Yeah, great. Yeah,
that's good to know.
Can you believe it? 2 years. We're now into the third year. This is incredible. And I did text you, Sunday to say happy anniversary. It's 2 years.
It was so nice. I was out and about and my phone goes off. Ding. Happy podcast anniversary. Thanks for all you do. Oh, so nice, Mr. Lee. That was so nice. Yeah.
But you did well, too, because you responded. Let me just find yours. Let me just find it. I'm just trying to find it. Happy potty anniversary, mate. You are so welcome. Thanks for all your efforts, too. It's a lot of fun. I still look forward to every week.
Yes.
Are you...
I had a few drinks by then.
And this is a follow-up from the first two, and it centers around more of George Cunty. George Cutty. It does, doesn't it?
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, another movie that opens up next week is Finding Emily.
Slip of the tongue last week.
Yeah, it was a slip of the tongue
I've had that on replay for the last 7 days. It's been great.
Oh, God, I still can't believe I did that. But anyway, look, this is the follow-up to the first and the sequel, and it does center around George Cutty. So this is...
I must prefer the other guy.
I don't.
Well, I like to go halves as well if I feel like. So I think 3.5.
Yeah. Mr. Lee, what do you reckon? That's 3.5. Can we better that?
I agree with Danny. 3.5.
It's good.
And it's funny because I actually had it written down before Danny said it. So it was like, oh, of course yeah, you did. That's what I had.
Danny, you'll get used to Grant Lee copying your answers as time goes on. No. Yeah, this is it. 16 years. He's been so it doesn't surprise me that you went 3.5. Oh, it was good fun. That was good fun. I love that. It was a great 6 months there.
It certainly was. I still can't believe the George thing happened. But anyway.
Yeah, I can't believe it either, to be honest. Hey, but if there's one thing for our listeners, one thing that you know when you listen to Talking Flicks, anything goes.
Correct.
So you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And you know what? The good thing is that, most of it that happens comes from Grant Lee.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
And I have to say that is so true, unfortunately. I can't not deny it. Now, the Minecraft, I said at the top of the podcast, this is great news. You remember the Minecraft movie, how big it was, especially huge. When it was about Bing Chicken? Was it Bing Chicken?
Chicken Jockey.
Yeah, thank you. Right.
Yeah, Chicken Jockey, and everyone throws the popcorn.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they don't do that again. But it's getting a sequel.
Can you
believe it?
Oh, good.
It's got a new title. It will star Jack Black and Jason Momoa, which is really good. But it's got a new title called A Minecraft Movie Squared.
I like that. Do you like that?
So do I. Yeah, I do, because isn't all the things in squares the Minecraft things? Yeah. I like it. I think it's a really good name. I think it's perfect for it. So very exciting. It won't be out for a little bit. But it is going to be coming out with those two big actors. And Jack Black, if he's not in it, yeah. Oh, the same as Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I agree. They've both got to be in it. But Chicken Jockey has to come back. There has to be that
No. Cinemas don't want it. No, cinemas do not want it at all. Now, some other interesting news. We've got the new Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day coming out this month, and there's been so much hype about this movie. Emily Blunt has been quoted as saying that she's terrified of AI. So she chooses not to be in things that's got AI, which is really good for actors and all that, because we don't want that AI to be taking over their roles. But it is just very scary, this movie that's going to be coming out, because they'll be disclosing a lot of things. And whether they're true or not, I don't know.
Surely you can't AI an actor or an actress. Mm. Surely not.
No, they have. Remember years and years and years ago, there was... I can't think of the name of the movie now. And they were all AI people. They were all robots, not robots. They were more, not animated, but you could tell they weren't real. Oh. And they were testing the waters. So, yeah. And the way things are happening now, anything could go.
Yeah. Well, certainly very scary, isn't it? The way the future's going. Yeah.
Very, very scary. But yeah, so make sure you catch Disclosure Day happening on June 11th. And that's my week in the real news.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
One of our favourites featuring at the top of the calendar, Mr. Lee, the Playboy of the Western World. I'm still waiting for this to appear as a Flickster. And I'm happy for us to go and review that one.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know whether you think it could be something else, but anyway. that's happening at the end of the month, and that's in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. And then July 26th, we've got the National Theatre Live's Lely Oz Dangerous.
Yeah, that sounds like a favourite. That's going to be big. I'm sure tickets are really selling fast for that one.
It certainly is. Now, in Tamworth, we've got on June 14 and 17, Father, Mother, Sister and Brother happening. And in Orange, it is happening this weekend, so make sure... you get to see it. And June 28, 20 and July 1, we've got A Private Life from the Orange Film Festival happening, which is all about a psychiatrist, Lillian Steiner, who, sounds Steiner. Interesting. Yeah. And that will be happening, as I said, at the end of the month.
Mm. That's interesting. That is very good. So where are we up to? Okay.
And that's in French as well with English subtitles.
Oh, good. Well, it's good it's got subtitles, because unless you understand French, like you, you know, you go along to a movie and you're sitting there going, what are they saying? So, but if you can read it, and I'm a subtitles guy. I'm not sure about you. I love subtitles.
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Oh, no.
No, I don't. I don't like subtitles.
Oh, no. Are we having
only because I'm not
here?
Quick enough to read. And you've tried to watch the screen around, but when it's in a French or something like, you have to have it, and I understand that. So I do get that, but I just don't read quick enough and watch the screen.
Mm, all right. Well, I won't be watching a movie with you anymore. party pooper. no, they can be annoying sometimes. I do get that.
Yeah.
Now, opening up next week, Disclosure Day. This is a big one with Dustin Hoffman, Leo Woodall in this one. So it's basically a case of, well, you know, we think that we're alone, but maybe we're not. Could it frighten you? So, a bit creepy. It's a bit creepy, drama thriller.
It's a bit scary. Another one that's opening is Tuna, and it's not the fish you're thinking of. It's all about a talented piano tuner, and his life's turned upside down when he discovers that he's got skills in not just tuning pianos.
Yeah, he's cracking safes.
I wasn't going to say that. You'd have to go and see it.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, it's there in the script. It's in there in the synopsis, Mr. Lee. Come on, get with the times.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, very interesting. I think it sounds interesting, and I think it would be very good to watch. So, yes.
I think it certainly would be.
So that's all happening from next week. And now, as we said at the top of the podcast as well, don't forget we're open all weekend, long weekend. Come and see us.
Beautiful. Movies again, Scary Movie, Masters of the Universe, and also The Amazing Digital Circus starring Helen Mirren. No, she's not. Don't get confused like I did. But they're your movies for this weekend. And tomorrow, Mr. Lee, no Flickster this week.
No.
Because you're stuffed
up. It's going to be a bit sad. I won't see you for 2 days this week.
That is very sad.
It is. Yeah.
Gives you more time off. So, well, I cry. Well, I sit here and weep and get very upset. I'm not going to see you. You go to like somewhere nice and tropical. And Cabana Boy. Is that right?
Sorry. Look out.
Look out indeed.
I'll bring you a present back. How about that?
No, you won't.
You know me
I'm
too well.
I'm still waiting for my Devil Wears Prada 2 goodie bag. I don't know what happened to that.
I'm sure I posted that. Express mailed it. Yeah, I'm sure.
I would swap you, though, for a... I love those. Oh, the little... Grogu popcorn things.
Oh, weren't they good?
So cute. Yes, I want one of those.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was.
Anything for the long weekend? Any plans?
Yeah, I have. I've actually got a lot happening this weekend, so I'm very excited. I cannot wait. Might watch a bit of footy over the weekend. Go Parramatta Eels.
Woo!
How about you?
I've got a bit of a dirty weekend planned.
Oh, you're cleaning up the backyard?
Not quite. That's all I'll say on that matter. Yeah.
That's all I want to know. I don't want to know anymore.
I'll fill you in next week, don't you worry. All the
That's
details.
Podcast.
That's it. This is real podcasting, people. This is where you get the real stuff. Nothing is off limits here.
Off limits, correct.
We're back next Thursday. Have a wonderful long weekend. And... yeah, we'll catch you next week.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.